Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 1, A Beast in the Orphanage.
"Stop it! Go away and leave us alone, you beast!"
screamed Felicity, who was now in tears. Mama Addie rushed to the scene, leaving the potatoes to boil in the large kettle in Redimir's kitchen. Upon reaching the doorway of the girl's room, she halted. There stood Felicity, with what remained of her precious doll, the only reminder she had left of her mom and dad when she was sent to the orphanage 5 years ago. Its head had been savagely ripped from its body, and its limbs were dangling, held only by the threads which her mom had lovingly stitched when she received it for Christmas long ago. Felicity stood sobbing, face buried in the calico dress of her cherished Phoebe doll. She ran into Mama Addie's arms, the house mom all the orphans had come to love. They stood in silence for several minutes as the others looked on, filled with alternating feelings of anger and sadness, all secretly wishing that this new girl would be expelled. Mama Addie did her best to comfort Felicity as she hugged her tightly. "Metty," said Mama Addie in a firm but not unkind voice as she took the hand of this newest resident at Redimir House. "Come with me." Redimir House was known all throughout England as the most well-run caring orphanage in London. When families could no longer feed their children due to the harsh working conditions and low pay they received at the factories and mines, they had no option but to try to find other homes for them. Some were fortunate and taken in by relatives in the country, but others were left to beg and steal on the streets in hopes of surviving. At 12 years old, Metty had been a street child for more than 6 years. She ended up in Redimir House when Mama Addie saw the street cleaners chasing her down to haul her off to the workhouse. The street cleaners were men employed by the city to gather up abandoned children. They would be put to work for the city and given only the most basic of food and shelter. It was really a place of punishment for being poor. Meals were made from water, onions, and grease, and they had to sleep on dirty straw. It was terribly overcrowded, foul-smelling from filthy bodies, and full of sickness. Mama Addie was quite familiar with these houses and could not bear to see this girl hauled away, so she begged the owners of Redimir to allow her just one more child. They agreed under certain conditions. If Metty would not abide by the rules of the house, she would be put into a workhouse.